Caden McHugh, 17, of Honey Harbor has only been doing jiu-jitsu for 2 years, but he has already won the Ontario Championships twice. He's 4-for-4 in winning tournaments he's entered. The first was the Ontario Open in October 2023. In the finals, McHugh got flipped over on his back. In wrestling, that would have been the end of the match, but he held on and accumulated 2 more points than his opponent. In wrestling, you can't choke or bend someone's arm back. In jiu-jitsu, submission is the best way to win. They tap out, McHugh says. Caden and his brother Merritt, 16, joined Driven Jiu-Jitsu in Midland to explore their interest in martial arts. It definitely helps to have a brother. We always train with each other whenever we can, says McHugh. McHugh, who attends Simcoe Shores Secondary School in Midland and works at a local restaurant, gets to the gym as often as possible and works hard on learning the sport. Caden has made some great commitments and positive choices to pursue martial arts at Driven Jiu-Jitsu, says Alex Jeffrey, head coach. He truly is a competitor that likes to push and challenge himself. He understands the required commitment necessary to accomplish his goals. He has a natural ability and learns the art very efficiently, Jeffrey adds. Caden, who is a card-carrying member of Beausoleil First Nation, has been competing in the adult white belt division in the 135 to 145 pound weight class. Standing 5 feet 10 inches tall, Caden now weighs 150 pounds, so will be changing weight class. The Barrie Open was his second tournament in June. It was his first tournament wearing a GI, the traditional uniform. I don't like the GI. They can grab your pant legs and sleeves. In no GI, they can't do that. I prefer that, says McHugh. His third competition was the Ontario Open in October. He won gold in the no GI category. I won my first 2 matches by submission and made the finals, but my opponent was injured. I wasn't very happy about that, McHugh says. His fourth tournament was the Abu Dhabi Combat Club, ADCC. Niagara Open November 16, an international tournament exposing McHugh to the top world competitors. In January, McHugh will be competing in the Grappling Industries Toronto competition, another large tournament with more than 800 athletes entered. On December 9, Caden was tested and attained his blue belt. He will now be competing in the blue belt division. I would like to see Caden be successful at this new challenging level at tournaments as well as continue to improve. I look forward to his continued growth and being a positive influential team member with us, said Jeffrey. Caden's 16-year-old brother Merritt McHugh also competes in jiu-jitsu and also earned his blue belt this month. After athletes attain a belt at Driven, they have to undergo the Shark Tank, so Caden and Merritt were it. It's an hour of everyone in the gym lined up in a circle, beating the crap out of people who just leveled up. It's very tiring, but it's fun, said Caden. It's all right for the last 20 minutes as everyone else starts dying down. So who's the better jiu-jitsu athlete? I'd say I am, but he might have a different answer, says Caden. For more information about Driven Jiu-Jitsu, visit its website.